Back from the expo, it's SOP number 56.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Hey! Wow, I've turned into Fonzie, apparently. How's it going? Welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. It's the official podcast of the School of Podcasting.com. I'm your host, Dave Jackson. Thanks so much. Really, seriously, thank you for taking the time out of your day to tune in. Paolo, my new friend Paolo from Italy from the inside.com. Buddy, I'm going to try to make this as short as possible. I'm fresh back from the expo. And boy, I got to tell you, jet lag hit me today like a brick wall. Amazing. I've not felt that awful in many, many moons, but this is what happens when you get about 6 hours sleep over the weekend. It's a little crazy out there in California. Met a lot of really cool people. Some people I knew, but got to know better. Got to hang a little bit with Jason Van Orden, and who does the Podcasting Underground, and Paul Culligan, who does everything, basically. PaulCulligan.com, Podcasting Underground, I believe, is Jason's thing. And got to meet a lot of really cool people. And here's the... I guess that would be the one thing. If you can, wherever you're at, whatever your podcast is about, see if there's not so much a convention, but let's say you do a podcast on NASCAR. You know, go to a sports pub maybe on Sundays when the race is on and see if you can find other NASCAR fans and things like that. Get out to know your fans. It was really interesting. I didn't have this experience last year because I'd only been podcasting for about 6 months. So I was doing the whole, hey, wow, there's Keith and the girl, or hey, there's, you know, and I still had that this year. I got to meet Emily from Sex with Emily, sexwithemily.com. Very cool, non-pornographic, very just matter-of-fact kind of sex show if you like sex. And come on, who doesn't, right? So I highly recommend that. Very sweet girl, very cool. Got to meet Dan Klass from The Bitterest Pill, another very cool guy. And now I've completely lost... Oh, my train of thought was the fact that I now had people, without sounding like a total egomaniac, but people that had come up and said, hey, I love the School of Podcasting, I love the Musicians Cooler, or whatever. And it was kind of weird to have that kind of like, well, you know, be very thankful again. But I did have one comment that I just scratched my head on. I had somebody come up and say, you sounded shorter. And I was like, thank you. How do you sound short? I don't know. I didn't get that one, but I really do appreciate you listening. On the show today, I'm going to be talking, obviously, about the expo. Going to spotlight some of the technology, some of the toys to play with. And if you have any comments on the show, feel free to send them in at schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. You can call it in toll-free, 888-563-3228. Always looking forward to hearing from you. So thanks for that. I do want to just get to it, really. Because, to be honest with you, being out in California, I haven't checked my email and things. I'm behind on all that. So if you've left a comment or an email and you go, gosh, that's weird you didn't hear it on the show, I'm behind. So I'm just going to shoot from the hip today. And also, I was listening to my last couple podcasts. Anybody else think I've been mailing it in lately? I don't know. I guess we do that on occasion, right? But the first thing I want to talk about is, the expo had a slightly underlying theme, which basically said to Apple. Now, we love Apple. They embraced podcasting. Of course, they should, because we dropped the word podcasting right in their lap, and they went, hey, that kind of pertains to us. Maybe we should use that, right? But there were certain products that are coming on board that are kind of saying, hey, here's how you can update your subscriptions, your iPod, your whatever you're using to listen to your podcasts without iTunes. And here was the one that I thought was really, really cool. It's called iMorphosis. It's imorphosis.com. And right now, their product is called Podcast Link. It's in beta. And I believe the guys I talked to said, yeah, they'll be changing the name just because, well, who wants to get sued? But here's the cool thing. Have you ever seen those coffee cup warmers? Okay, it's about the size of that, except it's got a thing for your iPod that you plug into it, and you plug it into, well, let's say you're, let me take you my example. I'm in California. I synchronize my podcast, my iPod, with my computer at home. So I can't, you can only synchronize an iPod with one machine. So I got no new updates while I was in California. And if I'd had this device, I could have, because instead of plugging my laptop into the internet connection in the hotel, I could have plugged in this box and then plugged in my iPod into this. And basically via their website, I believe is how this works. Yeah, on their website, you manage your subscriptions. Okay, so this box goes out to their website, knows you, and downloads your podcast, updates your iPod, no computer needed. Nope, nothing. No iTunes needed. That was cool. Now, if your friend goes, hey, what podcast do you listen to? You simply grab their iPod, throw it on the device, it updates their iPod with the stuff that you're listening to. Very, very cool, because that is a problem that you can't synchronize your iPod unless you're near the computer that you know, you've got that relationship with the iPod with. So it's very, very cool. And like I said, I believe it is in beta. I'll be honest with you, this is really dumb on my part. I haven't gone to their website. I had this big check mark on this that said, ooh, talk about this on the show. Now, the other one that I want to talk about is Podcast Ready. I actually went to the Podcast Ready party, kind of stumbling into it. Thank you very much, guys, for the pizza, by the way. That was one thing that was definitely it was a lack of, unless you wanted to wait a long time, was food. So I survived a lot of the expo on granola bars that I had packed in my suitcase and beer. Not the most balanced of diets, but thankfully Podcast Ready got some pizza, so I was saved. But here's their device. It's very cool, kind of the same concept. And you can actually download this now. There's just isn't iPod stuff. It works with I think creative stuff and different things. You can actually do this, I think, on a USB key. You could turn your USB key into an iPod, for lack of a better phrase. So what it does is you download this program called My Podder. We'll be talking about that name here in a second. And you launch it. It again goes out to their website. So you're managing your subscriptions via a website. And when you launch this program, you know, so let's say it is on a USB key or a whatever kind of MP3 player you're running, it launches this MyPodder software, downloads the podcast to your device, whatever kind of device it may be, and boom, you're good to go. So again, no, you just need an internet connection, right? No iTunes needed, and you're good to go. Now I think they're actually being sued by Apple as we speak, partly for the MyPodder name, and also they want to put on the boxes, because they have deals with different MP3 players that are going to say Podcast Ready on it. And Apple's trying to say, we own the name Podcast. So that's a whole nother debate, blah, 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 blah. But again, very cool tools. And the other thing that I saw, somebody showed me their Nokia phone, and it's very close, and it's coming in the future. Trust me, by next year, it'll be the thing where you're not going to need a computer. You're going to be probably downloading all your podcasts onto your phone. I was at the Nokia booth, and they were basically saying, oh, yeah, we've kind of got that. They're working on it. What do you want it to do kind of thing? So that's what's coming on in podcasting in the future. That's some of the tools. One more tool, and then we'll get to a last five and five, and we'll call it a day because I know we're at the nine-minute mark. Mark from Pod Squad. Now, Pod Squad is at podsquod.com. Showed me, and Mark, I so hate you for this. He showed me the Aphex 230. It's a compressor limiter, and it's got this what's called big bottom, which really boosts your bass without just kind of thing. And it's got a oral exciter, which sounds naughty, doesn't it? It has an oral exciter. Am I allowed to say that in front of grandma? But that brings out your sibilance. right, without making it sound cheap and tinty. And so he showed this thing off, and every knob did something. Unlike, well, I have a Behringer product here in front of me that I use for a noise gate and a compressor, so it can cut out the sound of the zipper banging away in the dryer as we speak. But not every knob really makes a whole lot of difference. Now, the difference is my Behringer, whatever it is, XL Pro, cost me about $100. The Aphex 230, yeah, you're looking at $700, but man, was that a sweet piece of equipment. And I was trying to figure out why I had somehow unsubscribed from the Pod Squad podcast, and then I remembered, oh yes, Mark always makes me want to spend money. It's a great podcast. Pod Squad, by the way, is spelled P-O-D-S-Q-O-D. If you go to like S-Q-U-A-D, it's something about beans. I'll put a link out of the show notes, which of course is at schoolofpodcasting.net. Let's get to the last five and five, and since Mark, you made me so envious of your, I had equipment envy. Here is Mark's last five and five. Right now, we're going to give Mark the giant pop quiz of what were the last five podcasts you listened to.
Okay, Dave. That's a tough one considering the short-term memory loss, but I would have to say Mac OS G, Corey Cooper, Palm OS C, my friend Ken at Apple News Now, and how many is that? let's see, two more. I think those are really the main ones. Oh, I can't forget the Project Studio Network with Big Al. You got to like Big Al and the guys. And that's about all I can remember. I'm sure I've left several out, but those just come to the top of my head.
And, of course, where can we find your podcast?
And you can find Pod Squad, where we do equipment demos, basically things that would appeal to the podcaster building their project studio at www.podsqod.com. And if you ever forget the weird spelling, it's studio1aproductions.com.
Thank you, Mark. You're off the hot seat.
Mark Jensen, voiceovers. Make your podcast shine.
This Week in Palm with your host, Jim Mahan.
Your place for Apple News, the Apple News Now podcast.
Won't be started by humans.
Put the squad to work for your podcast.
Podcast. Ken Crockett.
Hello, Mark. Every week you do this.
Put the squad to work for you. Email me at podsqod@gmail.com.
All right, well, hey, we got to get out of here, or Paolo from Italy from the inside. Dude, I'm just kidding with you. Super nice guy. He was actually from Italy, and he's like, no, quit talking about your dog, man. Get to the point. That's great. He's a super nice guy. But that is going to do it. We are closing in on the 15-minute mark, and that is always my target to get us out of here. Thank you very much for listening. If you listen to my presentation, first of all, thank you very much for showing up. And everybody can go to this. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/expo, the number 0, the number 6. And that will that's the link I put to. I talked about some certain links and things like that, as well as a coupon code for anyone paying attention. And, you know, you can check that out again, schoolofpodcasting.com, expo 06. And you can then get access to our hundreds of resources, our hours of tutorials at theschoolofpodcasting.com. That's the official pitch. And until we meet again, we'll be talking more stuff about the expo. Always looking for more last fives and fives, although I got about 100 in the bag, but you know what? Maybe that's next week's lesson. Constantly harvesting information, or harvesting, if you talk better than I do. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. And until we meet again, class dismissed.